As I said in my last episode, the weird thing is that it's easy to push your boundaries on these apps. Every time I would decrease the age criteria, I would get inundated with matches. I cautiously started crawling away from the 40-somethings. The bigger the age difference, the more interesting people got. Men my age suddenly seemed too boring, inflexible, or oversensitive. Often too pompous or cynical, and sometimes seriously lacking a sense of humor. Impossibly boring, I would call it sometimes. With a few rare exceptions, of course, almost all of whom turned out to be married, or lacking that certain je ne sais quoi. Hence, unmatched and quickly dispatched with. I will admit, though, that I found it hard to banish a couple of these married men from my life or from WhatsApp once I found out they were married. I'm human after all. Some of them were impossibly cute, witty, sexy, but then good sense would prevail. Soon I started going lower and lower, finally climbing the fence over to 30-year-olds, ever mindful of the fact that it was only a matter of time till someone I would recognize would probably match with me. That cringe-worthy thought continued to horrify me, but I couldn't help myself. The odds were not in my favor, as I soon found out. I matched with someone who had a close connection with my ex-husband's family. I balked, almost blinked. He, in turn, dubbed it a closed chapter and suggested meeting me over a cup of tea. When I first started dating online, I had set a red line for myself. I could date younger men, just not more than a handful of years younger than me. Now at 45, that made it tough for me to cross the boundary to the early 30s. Till I finally did. I met someone far more intelligent, sagacious, and older than his 31 years. He was also tall, graying, poetic, and smoking hot. He sent me poems, and often beautifully prosaic messages, in Hindi no less, written in the Angrezi alphabet, of course, like many of us Indians do, even though we spoke to each other mostly in English. Now, this was something I'd never done before. Flirted in Hindi. I used to tell people that ab to dua bhi Angrezi mein nikalti hai. I even pray in English now, and was surprised at my ability to adapt, to shift gears, to step out of my comfort zone and improvise. But it was tough not to do so when he sometimes wrote things like, "Kafi hasrate baki hain, kafi aur tareekon se khud ko aapki nazron se dekhna baki hai." I enjoyed every crazy, silly moment with him. No, I don't wish things had been any different, Kabir. That's not his real name, of course. It's the name we agreed that I'd call him in this. It's also the bane of my existence these days, though. Thanks to that movie, Kabir Singh, and my name being Preeti Singh. So I even get a lot of songs dedicated to me from there, or references to scenes, or dialogues in the movie. Well, all of this is supremely flattering, of course, to say the least. I'm just a girl after all. And I discovered men born a decade after me. In short, men in their 30s are just too easygoing, too much fun. They don't take themselves as seriously as most men on the wrong side of 40 seem to do. They're fit, funny, direct, persistent. It was tough to resist a combination like that, especially since most said they found it equally difficult to resist someone older than them. Non-dramatic hookups seem to be the association of choice for this generation. A few of them also take their free-spirited madness a step further. And I was truly hooked to what awaited me at each turn. What I had to be mindful of course, is that I was tangling with a generation with not just telephones, but private smartphones, where instant sexual gratification is just a few clicks away. With disposable incomes, radio cabs, and metro trains, and the option to hook up with random strangers you would never cross paths with otherwise. With video chats, inbuilt audio calling, and video calling features on some of these dating apps. With the option to shop for a customized relationship without even exchanging numbers. With plans that get made and changed, unlike when we were growing up without instant means of communication and finding our feet in Delhi, when a plan stood firmly where it did a week ago. What amazed me despite all of this was my own refusal to judge. To each their own, I thought to myself, as I continued to swipe. I was soon forced to ignore bad grammar, bizarre spelling, crude and often terribly boring sexting, cringeworthy acronyms and innuendo. Lots and lots of innuendo. I learned to endure countless chats peppered with, "Sup, what you doing?" and "Good morning." I was courted, flattered, tempted, and got unmatched for being scrupulous about messing with the married or for not being HWP, height, weight, proportional, which I'm not. I learned words like sapiosexual, those aroused by intelligence, spornosexual, the body-obsessed version of the metrosexual, and lumbersexual, the rugged, bearded hipsters in plaid. I was forced to lament the absence of my very own heteropolitan partner. Yes, heteropolitan. That middle path treading, committed man who is equally comfortable in a bar or a salon. It was addictive as I waited for the various app icons to light up with new possibilities. What are you looking for? Or what brings you here? Were the most asked questions, forcing me to come up with templatized versions of myself. And I did. I learned to anticipate and preempt. I learned to dodge and reveal, appear and disappear, inadvertently offering myself a glimpse into the labyrinths of my own mind. It was also an insight into the fascinating world of millennials, the current heirs to the throne. How young are these people exactly, I wondered, when Katy Perry, Aishwarya Rai or Anna Kournikova are your childhood crushes? You don't belong to my generation for sure. Soon I was learning how to navigate the exciting minefield of people born in the 80s. I learned that dating millennials in India meant that you had to learn to love brutal, in-your-face honesty and facial hair. Some other rugged, clean-shaven macho man appeal seems to have disappeared behind a profusion of beards and good grooming products and platforms with names to match. Ustara, Beardo. It seems No Shave November is here to stay. And so are men in their 30s for me.